Uniform Bravo Delta, testing my signal.
Check says mobile. Hey, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Yeah, it was man. I just came out of the dust bowl from under the house.
It's usually pretty dry under there, and that's a good thing. Because you don't want it to be damp.
No, no, I had my brand new Dickies coveralls on, and it saved me from getting my regular work clothes filthy dirty. And I rolled up those when I got done and threw them in my trailer, so did all that dust in the car.
I used to do the same thing when I was crawling under houses, put on a pair of coveralls. It's a dirty job, but doesn't have to be a nasty job.
They're very, very happy. We got the heat going today. And just going to go back and finish up on the air conditioning side. A lot of work, man. You should have seen that. The old unit that was down here was from 1978.
It's almost as old as I am.
What, 40, yeah, 45 years old, 46 years old. Man, that thing was rotted through and through. I'm surprised that these folks didn't get sick, breathing in carbon monoxide.
Well, it's a good thing they didn't.
They told me that they couldn't light the pilot. I was like, yeah, we need to get rid of that thing. It was still pilot-driven.
So is mine.
That was a unit, though. Yours isn't from 1978.
98.
Yeah, the pilot-driven units are okay, I guess, but now it's electronic start. It's a 96%er, very efficient for them, so they're very happy.
And glad everything went smooth for you during the install today.
Oh, yeah. Heck, it was a little rough getting the old one out, but once we got it cleared and we kind of started with a clean slate, man, it went in nice.
Feel good when a plan comes together, doesn't it?
That's what I'm saying. No, I was trying to be Mr. T. You have the woodwork. I guess he's not around.
Come on here since this morning.
That's somewhere, I'm sure.
He's bothering somebody else. He's leaving us alone, right?
That's right. Let me call him on the phone. Get him on the radio. Hang on.
I mean, twice in one day is enough, right?
Enough.
If he only knew how we talked about him when he wasn't around, right?
Love and affection for Steve, that's all.
We do the same thing when he is around.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure you guys talk about me when I'm not around. That's okay.
Part of the love, right?
That's right. I know I'm loved. I know.
N4AZE.
Okay, go ahead. Please, take it away. KB2HXS. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Patrick, is that the guy we were trashing this morning?
Might have been. I think you were talking with Steve this morning, yeah. I can't remember for sure.
I'd say that.
He's got thick skin. He's okay.
Around this bunch.
Again.
On a text message from one of my customers I don't see on quite a regular basis. I only see them every 2 weeks. So before I make the drive all the way up there, I'd like to verify that they're going to be there.
I guess Steve's heading in. He's done with the install. Dave.
That would be me.
Yeah, that's what I said, Dave.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which one you insulted worse there?
Jeremy, Steve Hinton.
Insulted?
All right, I got to get out of here. I'm going to be traveling this little bitty two-lane road, so I'm going to have both hands. But y'all, good to hear you this afternoon, and I'll catch you on down the road. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
All right, Patrick, have a good day. And the other gentleman, I didn't catch your first name there. I'm sorry.
Before, Dave. Yeah, see you, Patrick. Yes, dude, N4AZE.
Oh, okay, okay. I forget sometimes. I'm not on the radio enough.
Come on, I just said that to be sociable.
Oh, come on, join in.
I'm just working.
And my partner Jimmy and I, we just put a system in for older customers. The thing is from 1978, the furnace, and that thing was just rotted, man. I'm surprised they weren't breathing in fumes. No. It finally gave up the ghost. I told these folks 2 years ago that they needed to be replaced, and they tried to light it up this year, and it wouldn't light up. You know, they tried to light the pilot and all that. I said, no, you got to get rid of it.
So what would that have been, oil?
No, it's natural gas. It's natural gas, but it's an old unit. That thing is all rusted all the heck.
Water didn't kill them.
Well, the heat exchanger had very, very tiny little holes, but the exhaust that come off the back of it that fed up the chimney was all rotted, so it was blowing exhaust under the house.
Well, really lucky, weren't they?
The unfortunate thing is, and I don't want to throw any stones at a glass house here or anything like that, but the gentleman has dementia. He has dementia, so I'm wondering if maybe over the years, but you only run the heat a couple of months a year, so. I don't know. I don't even want to say that. But, carbon monoxide is not good for you at all, period.
That's some bad stuff. Yeah, maybe that's where the dementia came from.
I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV, but, yeah, probably. KB2HXS Mobile.
Dementia yet. I'm still working on the all the bodily things, like, I don't have arthritis. I've got early onset rigor mortis.
Yeah, I've got most of my parts, I guess. Still got a few brain cells left. And Patrick will probably jump in and say something at this point.
I got both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, he can't talk on the radio. Oh, we can talk about him now.
That's right, go ahead and start.
He's a nice guy. Excuse me.
I was thinking about getting him to order me some of them Snap-on tools he sells.
Better.
I just figured that'd get him to talk.
Radio off by now, are you kidding me? goodness. Anyway, I'm going to hang the mic up here, sir. I will catch you another day. I got to pay attention. I'm on a two-laner also, and I got people climbing up my back door here, as it were. So you have a good afternoon, sir. Good to speak with you today. I'll catch you later, KB2HXS.
May catch you in the morning or something. See ya, N4AZE.
N4AZE, KB2HXS. We'll catch you later.